Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Today is my mom's 97th birthday. She is doing pretty good, you know, for 97 years old, a little slower, you know, still spunky though, still spunky enough to tell me if, you know, if I get a haircut, why'd you cut your hair so short? Mom, I'm a grown man.
What'd you do this for?
What are you wearing that shirt for?
Why did you go there? Have you been?
I got this a couple of days ago. What are you wearing that shirt for?
You know, Janine's son will wear the shirt she buys.
What are you wearing that shirt for? Like, okay, I'll take it off. Crazy. Anyway, so it's my mom's 97th birthday today. We featured her here on the show so many times. And as we already knew, our WGN listeners are just the nicest people that there could possibly be. Everybody always asking about my mom and sending regards to my mom. So we weren't able to do a live phone hookup today, but we thought we would go back for one of the interviews that we did when we actually brought her out to our live broadcast at Treetime Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington. This was back in 2015, so 5 years ago is when we did this. She not only gave us her famous homemade Greek yogurt recipe, but she actually made homemade Greek yogurt and put them in little containers and put a little raspberry jelly on each one of them with a little spoon and served them to everybody. She couldn't go someplace without bringing something. Like you go to somebody's house, you bring something. She brought something for everybody that morning. So let's go back to Treetime 2015. On Mother's Day, on my Sunday morning show, we would place a call to my mom. I don't know, remember how many years ago this was, but it was the same thing every year. I'd call her and say, it's Mother's Day. Can I put you on the air for a couple of minutes just to say Happy Mother's Day? And she would say, no, absolutely not. I don't have anything to say. What am I going to say? But she always had something to say, and it was always very entertaining and always very endearing. So we've done it year after year. We've had her on around the holidays, and making her very first live appearance now for WGN, my 92-year-old mom, Ann, is here with us this morning. How are you?
Fine.
Hold the microphone. Oh, there you go.
I'm fine. In 2 months, I'll be 93.
How about that? Oh. 93 years old. Still getting around, still smoking cigars.
Hey, don't worry. When are we going out to that damn tree time out there?
Did you ever think, I mean, you tell when I was a teenager, younger than a teenager, how I would be in the basement.
Yeah.
Right? playing radio. But tell what it was.
We had an old produce counter from some store that closed, and Dean had rigged it up like a radio station and pretended he was a DJ. Never thought it would end up like this. I'm so proud of him, so very proud of him.
I would sit down in that basement for hours and hours and hours playing DJ, pretending to be whoever the big, you know, music DJs were of the day. You know, Swanee, probably like Art Roberts or Ron Riley
or
John Records, yeah. Landecker, you know, all the classic guys. I'd be down there, hey, it's time for the, you know, they're playing the top 40 DJ. And I remember one time in particular, she shouted down from the kitchen. She was like, shouts down into the basement, quit making so much noise down there. Why don't you go outside? You're never going to amount to anything doing that. And look at us now. We really didn't amount to anything. Turns out our moms and dads were exactly correct on that. So my mom has also become famous on WGN for her recipes. You know, people have said that, you know, my love of food and the Food Time show and all things culinary, you know, where did I get my interest in that? And by far, My interest in that comes from watching my grandmother, my mom's mother, and my mother at work in the kitchen, and their passion and their love for cooking and baking and everything culinary. I mean, that's still what you love to do, right?
Yes, I do. I do. In fact, you told me if I could make 12 little containers of yogurt.
Right. She makes yogurt for it.
If I had any idea there was this many people here, I could...
Nobody expected this many people, believe me.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. I could have made a lot
Most people,
more.
Because of that silver circle thing, think I'm dying now, so... You know, so she's joined us on the food show with the food tips and things like that, but really her yogurt recipe has become legendary. You know, there couldn't be anything more popular now than Greek yogurt. You know, you buy it in the store, and it's expensive, right?
Very expensive.
It's crazy for anyone to pay that much money, right?
When you buy it, yes. Much cheaper when you make it.
Right. So as long as I can remember, she would be in the kitchen making Greek yogurt, and I clearly remember part of the yogurt process is once you make it, you have to strain it in like cheesecloth or something like that. You know, as a kid, I walk into the bathroom, and there's this big glob thing of cheese... in cheesecloth and a big white glob thing in the middle of it and hanging from the bathtub, draining into the bathtub. She was making yogurt. And, you know, you just got used to it at some point. God forbid if a friend should come over to the house and see this thing hanging in the bathtub. You didn't know what it was. But explain what your yogurt, how do you make your Greek yogurt?
Well, I boil the milk until, I boil it in the microwave. Until I get to 150 degrees. Then I take it out and I put it in the sink with ice cold water and bring it down to 110. And then I mix my culture. I always have a culture left from the previous batch.
Right.
And you have to leave it alone. Once you put the culture in, you have to leave it very still for 8 hours. And I didn't know where I could put it, that it wouldn't be disturbed. So I would make my bed and set it on my bed under the heating pad, set on very low. And when Dean called me to make this yogurt, I thought, well, where will I keep it undisturbed? I'm going to sleep in the bed. So I brought the heating pad and the blankets and everything to the kitchen and set it up on the stove for 8 hours and got it. Greek yogurt, and then I strained it.
Is a heating pad, apparently. My favorite part of the recipe, because it has to be on the heat. You put it on the heating pad on low.
I put the blankets over the heating pad, so the temperature stays a mild 110.
Very mild heat. So, because honestly, this is all anybody ever asks. They always ask, "When's your mom going to be on?" And they are constantly asking for that yogurt recipe, which we have all of that online. So I asked my mom if she would bring some yogurt. I didn't want her, you know, she's 92 years old. Am I going to ask her to make 100 yogurts for people? Of course not. She probably would have if I would have asked her to do it. But look how cute this is. Look how cute this is. She's got she made little bite-sized portions of it in little plastic,
like the Greek restaurant, those containers. Little holders.
Well, you know, we are a Greek house,
right?
So she's got all of these. She's got little napkins, and in this is a pill box. She's got tiny little spoons in here for everybody. Also, so what you're gonna, with some of at least 12 of you, will get to experience my mom's homemade Greek yogurt. This is the real deal. This is what I grew up on. This is this low-fat yogurt?
Yes, yes.
Low-fat, this is just plain yogurt.
Made with 1%
milk. 1%
milk
and fresh strawberries in it too, right?
Fresh strawberries, sugar-free.
Sugar, okay. So 1% yogurt, fresh strawberries, and spoons in an old pill box. It doesn't get much more appetizing than that.
We'll have more of the recording of my mom joining us out at Tree Time in Lake Barrington. Joe Brand looked up some of the things that happened the year that my mom was born, you said?
Yeah, well, aside from it being the year that your mother, who founded our best Greek yogurt in the country, was born, yes. 1923, stamps cost 2 cents.
Wow.
Time Magazine debuted.
How about that?
How about this one, though? President Warren G. Harding becomes ill after visiting Alaska, and then he eventually died on August 2nd.
Wow.
But that was apparently the day he was first recorded as being sick. World population, 4.3 billion at the time.
Yeah.
It's now 7.5 billion.
Right.
U.S. population, a third pretty much of what it is now, 111 million. It's now 327. And then taking the sports route, Ottawa Senators beat the Vancouver Maroons in the Stanley Cup Final. The New York Yankees beat the New York Giants in the World Series. And how about this? Halfback Red Grange helped Illinois go 8-0. They were named the college national football champs.
How about that? How about that? Just to hear those kind of facts.
Right.
I think about that often. Like the things that my mom has seen during her life. There was no television when she was a kid. Isn't that, I mean, isn't that mind-blowing just to think to be in a world without television? I know it sounds a little bit shallow, but, you know, the technology that we have now, man has landed on the moon. You know, there's a million things, satellite technology that my mom has seen come and go, and she's pretty much stayed up with it. She, when I visit her, I'm just noodling around on my iPhone a little bit, and she goes, how do you work that thing?
Now, clearly there was radio, but back then it was used for pretty much news and, you know, not all the leisure we use it for. Now, how do you think she...
Shawnee was just first starting it. did his first newscast.
I did it with an acoustic megaphone. What microphone wasn't around until 1926.
This is David Schwann with the news.
How do you think she properly complained about the Chicago Marathon?
She did. I get that. I come honestly from that.
That is, you know, Joe, you bring up a very good point, though. Radio and telephone were like cutting-edge technology
right.
then,
right.
and not everybody had them.
Right, right. Yeah, it's something. I mean, people. I've always said that people of that generation, the so-called greatest generation, that's a special group of people. The things that they've gone through, wars, depressions, hardships, and somehow, you know, for the most part, have managed.
They persevered.
Raised families, made a better life for their children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren.
We have what we have because of them.
Absolutely.
Right. I always think about, you know, the Great Depression and all the problems that people in those days went through. Like, the things we go through now, like, oh, what's the Wi-Fi password? This is the worst day ever. And, you know, the things that they had to go through back then, it's just, it's insurmountable.
Oh, I can't get a decent cup of coffee. It's terrible.
I have to tuck Schwanny in.
Can I ask a quick question about the yogurt recipe?
Sure.
Was this handed down from her mother grandmother?
She learned all of these things from her mother that I'm sure learned from her mother.
Greece.
My mother is fantastic. My mother is first generation born here. Her mother is from Greece, you know, and all the obviously previous generations before that. So almost all of her recipes were, you know, hand-me-downs from her mom. So yeah, these are generations old.
That's great.
I don't think my grandmother used the heating pad, but I don't know if they had heating pads back then.
Not electric ones.
They were. You had to build a camp. Yeah. You had to build a campfire.
Yeah, you had to sit on it.
Let's go back to 2015 at Tree Time when my mom talked with an adoring audience.
You tried the yogurt. You're right. What's your name?
Karen.
From where?
Glen Ellen.
And so what's your review now? You can be honest. You know, she's a chef. Right? You want her to be honest, right?
No, I eat Greek yogurt every morning, and this was fantastic, very smooth and creamy, and not what you get in the store. So thank you so much.
All right. Who else had yogurt? All right. What's your name?
Bobby.
From?
Addison.
Nice to have you here with us. And how'd you like get my mom's yogurt?
I love the yogurt. I was wondering if you're ever going to be able to, you know, package it, and a lot of heating pads, maybe, you know.
Heating pad yogurt brand. Mom, what do you think?
Straight from the heating pad.
What do you think if we start packaging this? Anne's yogurt, her Greek name is Angelikoula, right? If you're a Greek friend or family, we call her Kula.
Right. Huh?
That's her name. But if for Americans, you know, we say Anne. But we could sell like Kula's yogurt, right?
That sounds legit.
If I was younger, I'd consider it.
Like,
she's passing the yogurt recipe to you, right?
Oh, thanks. That's why I need one more thing to do. Yeah, let me start a yogurt business on the side. Who else tried the yogurt? Who else? Okay, we can't 10 of them. Where'd the other 8 people go?
No, there were some back there.
I hope not on a stretcher. Well, anyway, you get the idea.
There's some over here.
Here we go. Who had? So you had yogurt.
Did you like it?
I loved it. I loved the fact that it was not as thick, you know, and it was very creamy and a little more liquidy. That I like that better. And then the strawberries in there. I think you've got a winner on your hands.
Here's the nutritional portion of our program. When you buy yogurt in the store, first of all, it's not nearly as tasty as being homemade. There are some brands that are pretty good. There's a Greek brand that's called Fage, F-A-G-E.
Yes.
No jokes, no jokes from you, Jim.
It is good.
It's delicious. But when you buy yogurt with fruit already in the container, that is so loaded with sugar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whatever health benefit that you're getting from having yogurt is pretty much blown by eating all that sugar. You should just get the plain yogurt, add some of your own fruit to it.
Dean, yes. I replace a yogurt for mayonnaise, if I had any recipe like deviled eggs or chicken salad or whatever that calls for mayonnaise, I use half the mayonnaise and half the yogurt.
Look at that. So a little while ago, I introduced you to my old pal, Ray Heppner, who I went to, we worked together at the A&P grocery store in Hyde Park together. We went to University of Illinois together. We just hung out together all the time in our late teens, early, like to maybe mid-20s and beyond, really. And we've stayed in touch on the phone, but we haven't seen each other for a super long time. So, number one, it's great to see him. But my mom also worked at the A&P grocery store in Hyde Park. She was the head cashier, the head bookkeeper store. Yeah, kind of one of the bosses of the store. So Ray also remembers my mom from, what, this was like the 70s, right?
Yes. Right? Yeah. Yeah,
we were fantastic stock boys.
Stock Jim.
Yes.
Did you use the gun, the pricing gun?
This was before the age.
Purple fingers. We were the guys with the purple fingers.
Yeah. Well, this was back in the day when men were men, and when you stamped a price on a can, it stayed there.
That's right.
With purple ink.
Do they even make those price guns anymore?
I don't even need them. I still have mine.
So... Yeah. So, what do you remember? I mean, you know, we were like dopey kids working at a grocery store. You know, and the authority figure, the manager, my mom, they were our bosses, basically. What do you remember about my aunt?
Now you put them on the spot, Dean.
Yes. I'll tell you right now, the whole experience back then with just working with Dean, working with your mom, with Ted. As the store manager, it was one of the best experiences I had in my life.
Yes.
We were like a family.
Yes.
More than anything else. And that was a time when everybody enjoyed going to work.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You looked forward to what you were doing. And even though it was repetitious, so you would build a display, by the end of the day, it was tore down. The next day, you're rebuilding it. It was a lot of fun. And it was... You looked forward to going to work. It was a great time. Our stuff was all, you know, different, but you know, you made the best of it. You had a lot of fun.
After hours, often my mom would make food for everybody.
Absolutely.
She worked a full-time job. She would make food and bring it to the grocery store, so when the store closed, she'd lay out this big spread in the store, so you know, we could, as a family, everyone who worked there could eat. That's what it was like back then.
And even, you know, we used to work the night crews, and that was the same thing.
Yes.
For the guys, myself included at times.
All right, so who has questions? We're going to do ask my mom any question. Who's got a question? Yes, ma'am.
Well, I might have missed it, but when you make the yogurt... And after, when you want to strain it, what do you strain it with? Cheesecloth?
I don't use cheesecloth. I have, I don't know, I guess you'd call it canvas. I went to the store that sells yard goods, and I could tell I wanted something a little thicker than cheesecloth. And then I made a bag myself. Cooking is my first hobby, and sewing is my next hobby. So I made the bag. I don't use the bathtub anymore. I bring it in the kitchen and hang.
That's a little too personal.
She means with yogurt. She means with yogurt.
Oh, okay.
She says that. What
qualify
was your follow-
that.
What was your follow-up question?
Yeah, I wanted to know how she, where the bag was. Where do you put the bag? Over the sink?
Over the sink.
Yeah.
I have a bowl underneath to catch the liquid, and I hang it from a bracket that I have. And I used more than a half a gallon of milk, and I got about a quart and a half of yogurt out of it.
That's my mom, Ann, 2015, out of Tree Time in Lake Barrington. Happy 97th birthday to my mom. Looking forward to seeing you a little bit later on.